Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The New York City Ballet returns to SPAC this summer. Tonight, in fact. Though owing to an abundance of caution related to COVID-19, the full company will not yet grace the SPAC stage. Instead, tonight through Saturday, a small group of New York City Ballet dancers and musicians will present NYCB on and off stage, an intimate, up-close look at selected excerpts from the company's extraordinary repertory. This series of educational programs has never before been presented for Saratoga audiences. All shows will be hosted by an NYCB principal dancer who will introduce the excerpts and provide insights into each ballet. Jonathan Stafford is the artistic director of the New York City Ballet, and he joins us now. Jonathan, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thanks so much for having me. We're just so thrilled to be back in Saratoga Springs this year.
Obligatory post-COVID question. What was your pandemic like? What did it mean for you to have everything shut down for you and the New York City Ballet?
Oh, it was extremely difficult because it was taking, you know, people's livelihoods away, taking, honestly, our artists' identities away. They're performers. And to have to keep them off the stage for such a long extended period was very difficult for them, very difficult for the company. Obviously, we weren't able to sell tickets and you know, hold our usual performances. But for me personally, you know, we kept working as hard as we could, as much as we could to find new solutions, to find ways to show our company in the digital space, to find ways to continue to create new works. We created 8 new works this past year, which is right in line with what we would do during a normal year, and find ways to support our 300-plus employees as best as we could during what was a very difficult time where the pandemic touched, you know, many of our families in difficult ways. So we're just thrilled that we seem to be through the worst of it and that there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we're going to be back on a stage this week, which there could be nothing better at this point.
Is this the first time that most of the dancers have been together and been on stage?
Yes. You know, a few of them were able to find gigs and do some outdoor little performances, you know, things like that over the last many months. But this is the first time that the company has put a group together, rehearsed them, and then put them on the stage in front of an audience.
Tell me about the programs that the New York City Ballet will be presenting at SPAC.
Well, I think what's exciting this year is that we're presenting something completely new for our audiences up here. We traditionally only do these more behind-the-scenes looks in the city, mm-hmm. where we do this educational work that just lets people gain new insights and a new connection to some of the ballets that maybe they've seen for many years but have never really had the chance to learn some intimate details about what it takes to put these ballets on, what some of the meaning behind them is, and then what it means to the dancers to be able to perform them. So we're showing a bunch of excerpts from our founder, George Balanchine's incredible repertory, and then we'll be also showing some excerpts that showcase the ballets that we do that have more of a narrative to them. So a little bit of abstract in the All Balanchine program and then some stories in the Short Stories program. And, you know, the excerpts are easily digestible little tidbits. A lot of our audience will recognize them, but then, you know, we feel like it's a great introduction for new people who maybe don't know so much about ballet in general or New York City Ballet. It's a very easy way to kind of get drawn into either a story or get drawn into a type of movement, especially as you hear explanations from our two hosts about what goes into all this work that we're showing and what's important about it.
You've been with the ballet for ages and ages, but when you first started working at New York City Ballet, when you first started studying and dancing there before becoming the artistic director several years later, what did it mean to you to be associated with such a seminal organization? Or what does it mean now? I suppose it hasn't gone away, hopefully.
I mean, it hasn't. And I mean, the one thing that I was always incredibly drawn to was the ballets. We have an embarrassment of riches in terms of our repertory that was created by our founding choreographers, George Balanchine and Jerome Robbins, as well as dozens and dozens of new works that have been created over many years and adding to that repertory. But there's nothing better than dancing this much Balanchine rep. And that's what I was drawn to initially. But also, you know, the expectations for excellence, I love working for an organization where everyone brings their A game to the table each and every day, that the effort that's expected is really high, and the quality of the work that we're doing on a daily basis, even minute by minute, is extremely high. And, you know, I set the bar really high for myself, especially now in my new leadership role, and I'm still working to attain, you know, the level I want to get to as a leader. But there's nothing better than, you know, working for an institution where everyone's pushing towards a common goal, and there's so much talent, there's so much passion, and you see that come out on the stage every night. You see all that passion, whether it's from the people who are behind the scenes that make the show happen, or it's the performers themselves and the musicians out there in front of the audience. Everyone is fully committed to the mission and to the success of the company, and it's an exciting place to be.
Another exciting place to be, of course, is Saratoga Springs in the summertime, which has also played a big part in your professional life, of course. What does it mean to you to be its back?
Well, it means a lot. I've never missed a summer up here, and that includes last year, because my wife and I, who actually had our first date here in Saratoga Springs, she's a dancer in the company, and I was dancing at the time, we had our first date here. So it's a special place for us. We came up and visited last year because I wanted to keep my streak intact, which I think is now at 23 summers in a row. I never miss one due to injury or anything, and I've always found it to be a special place. I grew up in the country, and so I've always felt like Saratoga was coming home. And it builds a great sense of community up here, because the dancers typically in a normal year would rent houses and stay together, and you all take turns cooking, and you all grocery shop. And I know we're only up here for a week at this point, but back when, you know, I first got in the company, we were coming for 3 weeks, and you really built a sense of community and built new relationships among the company, because, you know, you were, for better or for worse, stuck together up here for 3 weeks, and you rent boats and go out to the lake on the weekends. And I've just always looked forward to Saratoga. I've always looked forward to coming up here. And, you know, probably the most special part of it is the fan base up here. We have so many loyal fans, so many loyal patrons, people who look forward to this trip and this residency every year. You know, all year round, they look forward to us coming back here in the summer. And I've built some friendships, some very good friendships with, you know, some of the local community up here. And we feel that love every night when we're out there on the stage, which is another really important reason why we come back every year.
SPAC presents NYCB On and Off Stage tonight through Saturday. To learn more, visit SPAC.org. Jonathan Stafford is the Artistic Director of the New York City Ballet. Jonathan, I know you're busy. Thank you again so much for your time.
Thank you so much, and we just look forward to opening that curtain tonight.
Once again, SPAC.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.